This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is 12/5/2018. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. You are in the right place. I'm your honored host. We have a great broadcast for you today. Dr. Group will be joining us. We have several of your questions already lined up. Catherine has sent those over to me and that we'll be asking him. Also, get into a little of his history about MD Anderson and the research about cancer. I thought that's a really interesting story. We'll go over that again. If you have any questions, there's still time to add to the list. 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. You can call in and either get in the queue or just give us your question, or email support@powerhournation.com, support@powerhournation.com. Dr. Group will be here at the bottom of the hour. In the meantime, we're going to have news and go over some of the stories of the day. One of the biggest, well, obviously, probably the biggest as far as news attention is George Herbert Walker Bush, that is lying in state in Washington again. You know, and the meme went out, he's lying once again in Washington, L-Y-I-N-G, lying, like telling a lie, because his life, as we've researched it, whatever, has been a tale of deception more than a tale of American triumph or intelligence or what have you. His connection to his father, of course, Prescott Bush. The link to the Nazis has been researched allegedly by, you know, hundreds of people. This time has been proven, that link. His rise to the head of the CIA, diplomat to foreign entities. He was involved with China, of course. And then, of course, presidency. He was pushed upon Ronald Reagan as a vice president. Ronald Reagan did not want him. He was pushed on, whatever that means. When Reagan was shot, from that point forward, Nancy never would talk to the Bushes again. Was something going on there? There is some evidence, some connections to that, what have you. Of course, going forward, the New World Order, he saw a New World Order, and he spoke about it, and that the United Nations, unfettered by the chains that they had been up until that point in the early 90s, would be free to bring peace to mankind. The United Nations, peace to mankind, really? And, of course, 1,000 points of light. It's a very Illuminati-type statement that's going to make 1,000 points of light, very Luciferian symbolism there. Was he involved with that? Was he everything that he appeared to be? Certainly doesn't seem that way. And good riddance in some cases. But, you know, his funeral, there were some heavy testimonies that were scheduled to go down in Washington. And to get the bottom of some of these whistleblowers and what have you. And now that's been delayed. The stock market, obviously, there's no, not obviously, but they decided to close the stock market today. Really? Because a president died? When Jimmy Carter dies, are they going to close the stock market for that too? The peanut farmer from Georgia? I don't know. It's kind of unusual. But it did stop, you know, yesterday or the day before, stocks have slid, you know, 750 points or what have you. That's probably the most attention in the news cycle. Another under-the-radar one is Microsoft and MasterCard now working together. What is their objective? Well, they want to find a way to identify people. You cannot control people, ladies and gentlemen. The Nazis knew this. IBM was working with the Nazis, of course, to tattoo the people in the concentration camps, primarily Jews. Why? To identify them, to track them. How could they control a population if they can't identify and track a population? Well, now the financial interests of the credit card and those financial dealings and security and fraud, and that's what they'll tell you, all those things. Microsoft wants to work with MasterCard to develop a way to identify people so we can have seamless transactions, foolproof identification, complete tracking. It's a little creepy. You know, a little creepy. Getting some other the other news stories. ThePowerHour.com, we got all these and more, of course. Please, there's a banner. You know our YouTube channel was completely eliminated by YouTube because of some of the things that we've said, some of the things our guests have said. And try as we might, we could not get it restored. We lost all our subscribers, all our videos, what have you. And now we've, in its infancy, we've started another one. Kat's done a real good job at least getting that up. We've had some real good videos. I've gotten attention. Deborah Tavares, she put it on her YouTube channel. It's got 20-something thousand views. So go to our YouTube channel, if you would. There's a banner on our website, thepowerhour.com. Subscribe to our channel, or you can get these videos. The Deborah Tavares one specifically has the documents in the video, so as you're watching it, you know, it's very good to share with people so they can see the documents and then at least see it for themselves or find out where to go to research more. So very powerful. Go to that, thepowerhour.com, please. Also, subscribe to our newsletter. That's a way to connect different questions that we give, different videos, what have you. No matter what censorship comes to us in the foreseeable future, we'll be able to connect with you from the newsletter. So that's important that you at least apply to it and give us some feedback, too. You know, you like this, you don't like this, whatever. We want it to work for you. So thepowerhour.com, check out all these things. Out of the BBC, and it says festive. That's an interesting choice of word for the first for this story. Festive satanic statue added to Illinois State House. Of course, we've heard complaint after complaint about mangers, but now we have satanic statues. A satanic group has added its own statue to a series of displays in the government building of the U.S. state of Illinois to mark the festive season. Placed between a Christmas tree and the menorah, the 4-foot sculpture depicts a snake coiled around an outstretched arm holding an apple. It's the first display sponsored by the Chicago chapter of the Temple of Satan. What does this say about where we are? Under the Constitution, the First Amendment, people have a right to express their feelings, their thoughts. Dave Drucker, spokesman for the Illinois Secretary of State, told the State Journal Register, this journal recognizes that. So anybody with any thought can go put up things. I have some thoughts. Maybe I'll put some of my thoughts up there. I got thoughts. If I make a statue with some of my thoughts on it, will they put it up there? From the Organic Prepper, this anti-gun bill will require the social media history and internet search history of prospective buyers. Now, with the social media push, it's not just enough that you're censored and your voice is censored. Now, a new bill being pushed would require that when you do, you give your password and access to your social media history. In New York, the state, not just the city, the whole state, there's a rather Orwellian gun bill on the table that would require would-be firearm purchasers to turn over their over 3 years of their social media history and 1 year of the internet search history if they want to buy a gun. Are you for real? I'm in New York where Ocasio-Cortez, that socialist, you see what this is all about, ladies and gentlemen? Quote, a 3-year review of a social media profile would give an easy profile of a person who is not suitable to hold and possess a firearm. That's not constitutional. That's not the Bill of Rights at all. So they're going to determine by your social media. Again, maybe we shouldn't do anything on social media. Maybe we should stay away from Facebook altogether. From technocracy.news, you know, Patrick Wood, he was on the show last week, UN pushes to criminalize opposition to mass migration. You don't like the migrants coming in, these quote-unquote refugees or whatever they want to call themselves or however they get there? You don't like it? Well, UN is pushing to outlaw your resistance. The UN pushes the mantra that sustainable development is only possible in a multicultural society. Do you see all the thing, the guests that we've had, Deborah Tavares and Patrick Wood, for just name two? Do you see that line? The only possible way to have sustainable development is in a multicultural society. Why is that? Why does that make any sense? If sustainable development is such a good, positive thing, why is it necessary to have a multicultural society? So you're not unified, so you're not together, so you can't rebel against it, so you can't put up a front to it, so you can't organize your will to it? This idea that diversity is strength, that's ridiculous. Anybody with any sense at all knows diversity is not strength. Difference of opinions in certain areas and what have you can be good for the whole to move forward. But there must be common beliefs, not diversity of beliefs. There must be common beliefs to have strength. So whatever diversity there is, it must be a common belief that binds us all. you know, the Declaration of Independence, what America is, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. That's what America should be united by. But now we're saying, no, diversity and different opinion, and let's trash Thomas Jefferson and throw statues of our founding fathers away and put up, you know, God only knows what. No statues. That's better. Let's not honor the past at all. So, sustainable development, the United Nations, you know all about this, Deborah Tavares, Patrick Wood, what have you, many guests that we've had on. It's only possible in a multicultural society, which guarantees the elimination of the nation state. So your sovereignty as a nation, never mind you individually, but the sovereignty of a nation cannot be there to have worldwide sustainable development. However, immigration is only pushed towards first world countries like Europe and the United States. Dutch politician and European Parliament member Marcel de Graaf has issued a dire warning about this vision, UN vision, to criminalize opposition to mass migration. In a press conference, he raised the alarm in Morocco where the UN Global Compact for Safe, orderly, and regular migration is to be signed. So coming up here within about a week, the UN Global Compact for Safe, Orderly, and Regular Migration is to be signed. Don't nations have a way for orderly and safe migration? Why do we need the UN to do it? What the hell have they ever done? Good. Though the pact is said to be non-binding, it's meant to establish the groundwork for an Orwellian campaign, blah, blah, blah. One basic element of this new agreement is the extension of the definition of hate speech. The agreement wants to criminalize migration speech. Criticism of migration will become a criminal offense. Media outlets that give room to criticism of migration can be shut down. Well, we criticize migration the way it's been going. They're not refugees. Is that criticism or is that factual based? A refugee goes to the nearest port. You know, any port in a storm. So if you're in Honduras and you're a refugee, then you flee to Mexico or one state that's right next to you. You don't go 2,000 miles to America. That's not a refugee. That's an invader or a migrant, not a refugee. Denmark, speaking of the connection here, Denmark to banish criminal migrants to remote island. Criminal migrants awaiting expulsion from Denmark will be held on an isolated island the Danish government has decided. What are they waiting for expulsion? Why are they waiting? I don't know. Are they afraid they're going to escape or something? I don't know. Out of life news, we'll probably finish this on the other side, but this is important. Doctors in Canada propose euthanizing disabled children. You know, first, let's abort babies. They're not babies. They're not human. They're not people. They're not part of mankind. Let's abort the babies. And now we do that, and we're pretty efficient at that, actually, here in America, in the world. Now it's going further. Does it ever stop? No. We'll get to that story and more on the other side. Stay tuned to PowerHour.com. Dr. Group is about 15 minutes or so away. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Good to be with you.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-4444. 443-6637, GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dr. Group's going to be joining us about a little over 10 minutes. Still time to get your questions in. Support at PowerHourNation.com. We'll be going over questions, hearing what's on his mind. Getting back to this story, Life News in Canada. When a society starts to really implode, really collapse, and you know, morally just turn into beasts, you got to look at the children. We already abort children or babies like they're going out of style. It's sick. Now they want to, many people, many professionals are now calling to extend that. It is in Canada. Canada legalized euthanasia and assisted suicide in June of 2016 under the term Medical Assistance in Dying, MAID, MAID. Ooh, that is sick. MAID, you know, you call them MAID to clean things up. You know, it's like they're coming to clean this out. Ooh, I just noticed that. That's sick. Anyway. At the end of the year, the federal government announced that the Council of Canadian Academies would research and provide recommendations this month concerning the expansion of euthanasia in three areas. One, mature minors. Mature minors. Child euthanasia. Two, people who are incompetent but previously requested MAID. And three, for psychological suffering alone. In September of this year, the Journal of Medical Ethics published a paper titled Medical Assistance in Dying at a Pediatric Hospital. The paper concerns a proposed policy for implementing euthanasia for children that was developed by a committee at the Hospital for Sick Children in Toronto. I'm not even going to continue the story. You want to read the whole thing, it's at thepowerhour.com under news today. We consider ourselves an enlightened, amoral people. And we look back, it just boggles my mind, the hypocrisy that we look back, you know, say our founding fathers, we talk about them all the time, and so many groups want to use 21st century ideas and concepts to now judge them and call them immoral, but yet they won't use those same standards and turn and look in the mirror and see what we're doing. Oh, but that's okay. You know, aborting babies, like, it's nothing at all. Like, it's standard birth control is nothing. Anyway, if you want to read the whole story. You can go to thepowerhour.com. Out of the Horn News, busted. Major Clinton pal arrested, indicted for fraud. Does this signal a change in what's coming? I talked to Dave Janda. If you remember, we had him on. He's pretty tuned into all this and what he thinks. He says he believes indictments are coming, but it better come quick. Does this signal the beginning of this? Major Democratic insider and frequent donor to the Clintons, Abdul Huda Faruqi, was indicted and charged for allegedly defrauding the United States military of $9 billion worth of government contracts while Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. Now, under President Trump, they're finally going to face justice. So he's indicted. Is this the beginning? Is this an avalanche of more? Wow, I hope so. We asked a few days ago that you pray, if you feel like your prayer is part of your life, please pray that the truth of what has been going on gets released. You know, many people have wondered out loud. We've heard reports of President Trump who said, this is so disastrous, I don't even know if I can release all this information of what it will do to the country. It doesn't matter what it's going to do to the country. It's killing us from the inside. It has to get out. You want to change this dynamic? You know, supposedly there's been dark films with Hillary doing things to children. Not that I want to see that. Not that whatever. You want to change this dynamic instantly about their paradigm of America and the world? Show that to the public and let them see exactly what supposedly these people are doing, if that's true. So it doesn't matter what it is. It needs to get out. It doesn't matter if it hurts the CIA. Who cares? The CIA is the biggest drug dealer in America, illegal drugs. You know, Walgreens is probably the biggest drug dealer. You know what I mean, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, California Democrats passed ballot harvesting law legalizing voter fraud from G. Edward Griffin. They can basically just hand a ballot already filled out, knock on your door, have you sign the thing, and put your vote in. That's convenient. Minneapolis installs Sharia hotline to report Americans who criticize Islam. Now, we've seen the UN move to make critiquing migration now a crime under the United Nations. Now, Minneapolis and Minnesota, a hotline. If you hear somebody criticize Islam, you can call this hotline, and now you can report a hate crime and have them arrested, I presume, or however that's go. The city of Minneapolis has set up the hotline, according to statements on the website. The city, run by Democrat Mayor Betsy Hodges, a non-Muslim who regularly wears a hijab in public, will operate the service through its 311 helpline. So if you're in Minnesota, you can call 311 and report Americans who criticize Islam and claims it's targeting any harassing behaviors motivated by prejudice, quote-unquote. I got some things to report. Maybe we should call that line 311 in Minnesota. I got some things to report. Maybe we should do that. Anyway, some health news. We're going to get to a little bit of that with Dr. Group. He's coming on the other side. Some vaccine news. Father's on life support after receiving the flu shot. Out of Natural News, we'll talk about that more. Dr. Group on the other side. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. ThePowerHour.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
George H.W. Bush heading home for the final time. Before heading home, his son gave a heartfelt and tearful eulogy.
The best father a son or daughter could have. And in our grief, by this smile, knowing that Dad is hugging Robin and holding Mom's hand again.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller is not recommending prison time for the former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, citing his cooperation with the government. Justin Walker is an assistant professor of law at the University of Louisville. He tells Fox News it is still up to the judge.
The judge will have some substantial leeway. A judge is not, in many cases, bound by the recommendation of the U.S. government, of the Mueller team, of the prosecutor.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Our next guest is no stranger to the Power Hour. He founded Global Healing Center in the late 90s and currently serves as its CEO. He's at the forefront of research and development team. He assumes a hands-on approach to producing new and advanced degenerative disease products and information. He was recruited at one time into the Army. We'll maybe get into that a little bit. Done some research on different cancer therapies. We'll get into his history. It's always a pleasure. Ask him questions. Dr. Edward Group. Dr. Group, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Well, it's always great to be back. Thanks for having me. Happy holidays to everybody. And hopefully we can really stay healthy during the holidays. Try to avoid sugar. Try to drink more water. Try to not gain those 5 to 10 pounds that usually most people gain between, you know, let's say late October and January. So I'm really excited about answering questions today, getting into details about disease prevention, and covering any topics that are interesting.
Well, let's start with this. There's been a renewed push. It's the end of the year almost, and research is coming out. It looks like, I mean, it's not hasn't been decided yet, but it looks like America is going to have their life expectancy go down for the third straight year. And we see the world, especially other developed nations, their life expectancy is going up. America, first world, it's really the only one in the last 3 years. This is unprecedented. Something's going on in the medical community. Obviously, America is at the heart in a negative way. What do you make of that statistic, and what is most important to you?
It's so aggravating to see that we're going in the wrong direction. But then when you follow the path and you follow the money, you quickly understand exactly what you reveal on the Power Hour is, and what we've all been trying to reveal for the last 20 years is, as long as we continue to try to treat the symptoms of disease, life expectancy, heart disease, depression, anxiety, you name it, over the, you know, oh my gosh, just in the DSM for psychological, and I'm going into that because it's becoming a more and more common theme now for everybody to have some sort of psychological or mental disorder, 700 or 800 of those, and then you have so many diseases and 5-inch thick books written on pathologies and different conditions that people are suffering from. The life expectancy will continue to go down as long as we continue to poison the air, poison the food, poison the mind, and poison the water of the planet. Not only is the life expectancy of people going down, but the life expectancy of animals is going down. We're losing plants, actually. Plants are going extinct every single day. The planet itself, the life expectancy of the planet is going down. Everything is connected. We're all connected as one big, universal, energetic, you know, soul-based system. And, you know, when one thing suffers, something else suffers. So unless we start turning around this system, which I do have faith and I do have lots of hope, and because I've seen the changes over the last 20 years, and you have too. I mean, we've brought knowledge about the benefits of organic foods. We've brought knowledge to people about the benefits of detoxification, about the benefits of taking specific herbs, you know, how to treat or control or to eliminate a lot of the negative health conditions that people are dealing with today, how to reactivate the body's self-healing mechanism. But until these things are taught in schools, like how do we take care of ourselves, how do we take care of our bodies, how do we prevent disease, how do we increase our life expectancy, it's very simple measures, actually. But there's such a broad money-backed system that is trying to prevent us from learning all these things. The good news is these children that are coming up that have watched their grandparents and their great-grandparents die and are seeing their mothers and fathers on prescription medications and not getting better are actually starting to learn more about taking care of their body, eating better, drinking pure things. I mean, the sales of purified water is going up. The sales continue to go up on organic food. So we are making a difference. The fluoride in the water, people are learning about taking iodine. They're learning. So, I mean, all the educational stuff that we've been doing and putting out there, not just me, but everybody, about teaching people how to take responsibility for their own health. And it all comes back to one simple thing. The amount of toxins that you're putting in your body and the amount of toxins that are in the environment in which you live, the outside environment, in your home, in your work, in your school, and then the amount of toxins that you're consuming inside your system, whether you're breathing them in, drinking them in, or eating them in. So that's the baseline of what the solution to life expectancy or elimination or prevention of disease is.
Well, you've talked about that a lot, and many of the other great medical minds that we've had on there have really echoed what you said. You basically all agree. There's two, you know, correct me where I'm wrong, there's only really two causes of disease, toxicity or nutrient deficiency. And when I say nutrient deficiency, I don't mean deficient in some big pharma pill. I mean a real nutrient.
No, exactly. And when we looked and when we were doing our research 20 years ago, when we were part of a clandestine team, let's say that was our mission was to, at the time, when MD Anderson and the cancer facilities, we were connected with MD Anderson at the time, and there, that was right when they were bringing in their CAM program, the complementary alternative medicine. And they made it sound, and they were advertising like, we're going to search the globe and find whatever we can to enhance the immune system, and we love natural medicine, and we're going to bring natural medicine in, blah, blah, blah. And our job was to go search and find all these different doctors around the world. Now, bear in mind that was in the mid-90s, maybe the earlier 90s, mid-90s, when there was no internet. Okay, so it just barely any, if that. There was definitely no research or nobody advertising where to go. We had to, through word of mouth and through these underground cancer society meetings everywhere, we had to meet the doctors. We had to go ask them about their success rates. Me, by the way, coming from an allopathic trained, the way even I even got into this team is I was met a guy at a restaurant that was part of this team, and I was arguing with him because I was allopathically trained. I didn't, you know, we were trained that it was only pharmaceuticals, it was, you know, herbs, essential oils, all that stuff was witchcraft, and it didn't work, and it was snake oil and this and that, and that's the way still today the medical profession trains the medical doctors. Although I have to say this, because I have medical doctors contact me all the time, and it is changing because they are realizing now that maybe this is not the solution. It's very slow, but it is actually taking hold. And we found part of our research was to find the root cause of disease as well. Go ahead.
Through all your research, you were specifically looking for alternative cancer treatments, or what was termed alternative. What did you find was most promising? What was the baseline kind of what you found?
The one thing that we found, our job was to find out if anyone was getting anything over 50% success rate. Any doctor was getting over a 50% success rate. At the time, by the way, MD Anderson only had a 4% success rate. And today, that number is still under 20, but it's somewhere between 10 and 17%. Some people even say it's as low as 7% because the numbers are fudged, depending on what type of cancers you have that are easier to treat than other types of cancers to treat. So all of this money that's been going into, you know, fight the breast cancer, if you ever look at the American Cancer Society's logo, it's a sword with two snakes facing each other with red in the background, like blood. It's a sword, basically. It's a symbol saying that, you know, we're just going to kill people with cancer. They're never going to find a cure, okay, because cures have been available for the last 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 100 years. But as long as they're getting money and people thinking and them trying to convince people that, oh, one day we're going to find a cure, one day we're going to find a cure, then they're going to keep giving money and the pharmaceutical companies are going to continue to profit. So when we were looking at all these doctors and doing all the research, there was one consistent thing that we found that these doctors were doing across the board, that the other, and this is aside from Laetril and all of the different ozone therapies and all the other stuff. The one thing that they were doing was,
we got a little announcement in the background. That's okay, Dr. Group.
Hold on. Sorry about that. I'm in a place in Utah, and they decided to test the fire system. This is right when I'm on the phone. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you good. Continue on. Are you talking about the – well, there's the break, so let's go on the other side. One consistent thing that was having success with cancer.
We'll talk about that on the other side and more. Okay.
Yeah, your questions, Dr. Group, so glad to have him. Ladies and gentlemen, thepowerhour.com. Stay tuned.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Dr. Group, I was talking to him during the break, and the fire alarms keep going off. It must sound like England during World War II with the Germans coming or something. But anyway, so if we hear a big siren where he's at right now, there's really nothing we can do. We'll just deal with it. Dr. Group is more than worth it. We will be very patient with you. Don't even worry. Before the break, you were talking about you were part of a clandestine group. You're connected somehow, not directly, but indirectly. MD Anderson said, oh, yeah, we want to help get rid of cancer and blah, 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 blah. We only have a 4% success rate. We want to find cures out there. So continue on with that, what you found.
Yeah, so after about a year of doing research, and it was very enlightening for me because I was trained allopathically. So what we were finding, what we were researching and talking to these doctors and looking at their records and seeing the benefits that they were getting with not only cancer but degenerative diseases, and then sitting down with them and talking to them about the philosophy of really it wasn't about what can you do or what can you take to get rid of cancer, but it was what is the root cause of cancer? I mean, and that was a big subject that just kept coming up. And it wasn't that these doctors were only treating cancer. They were treating all kinds of degenerative illnesses and illnesses that people didn't even know existed, which were contributed, just like Will Raymond Rife said, to different types of fungus and yeast and mold and mycoplasms and parasites, different bacteria, which I'm convinced now that pretty much every single disease that we're dealing with has a harmful organism component to it. But there was one thing that the majority of the doctors, that the most successful doctors were doing, that was not only eliminating cancer, but it was eliminating everything. And that was detoxifying the individuals first. Because the common theme was, what is the root cause of disease? What is the root cause of cancer? It's an accumulation of chemicals and toxins in the body over a period of time that create a breakdown in the system. So what these doctors were doing is the good ones that were getting rid of all the degenerative illnesses or getting rid of the cancer, is that they were starting off with, before they would even get to a real diagnosis, they would start off with cleansing the body. Now, that sounds simple, but that goes back thousands and thousands of years. But in all my research in 25 years, I would still use the same exact system that these doctors were using to eliminate or to reactivate the body's self-healing mechanism, because that's really what it's all about. The most powerful healing system is the one that God gave all of us. It's an internal system that our body can heal any single disease known to man. And so what these guys were doing is they would always start. They knew that disease started in the gut and that health began in the gut. So the first thing they would do is always clean the intestines, clean the intestinal tract really, really good. And they were using we ended up stumbling upon a couple of doctors that were using an oxygen-based formula from developed by Nikola Tesla, and so we ended up developing that as well. But cleansing the intestines, and you can do that multiple different ways: through fasting, through intermittent fasting, through oxygen intestinal cleansing, through juicing, through multiple methods. But the first step was cleansing and healing the intestines, and that would mean providing good probiotics back into the intestinal tract. And not only providing good intestinal probiotics, but the prebiotics and the healthy foods again and the organic foods. So it wasn't so much necessarily let's cleanse and repair the intestinal tract, but along with that came, let's eliminate all the toxic foods that you're consuming. Let's eliminate all the toxic beverages that you're consuming, et cetera. And then the next thing that they would do is they always knew that anyone suffering from any kind of mental condition or any type of stress or anxiety or depression or jealousy, which is always associated with every single disease out there, anger, fear, all of the negative emotional patterns, and they also knew that when the liver became congested is when disease sets in. Now, with my research and looking over 3 million different individuals that have completed liver cleansing and looking at the functions of the liver, right now I would say that probably about 95% of all the individuals in the world, or at least in America and in the European countries, are suffering from congested livers. And you can pull up the research, too. Even kids now are suffering from fatty liver because of the sugar content that they're ingesting. So congested liver and liver functionality, I would say that probably most people's livers right now are only functioning at 10 to 15 to 30%. And these doctors knew that a long time ago. Whoa. They knew that phase two was liver cleansing and detoxification. So the first thing they did was cleanse and heal the gut. The second thing they did was cleanse and repair and increase the liver function.
had to be done in those two steps. You're following the disease process steps of how disease manifests. First, your gut is wiped out. Second, your liver becomes congested and only functioning at 10 to 15%. Third, at what happens after that, if this is a disease or cancer or whatever process that happens, third, your body gets overrun with harmful organisms. Because if your gut is out of whack, your liver can't process anything, then your pH levels go out of whack, and then you start getting accumulation of candida, other types of fungi. By the way, there's close to 100 different types of candida now. All these other types of funguses, all these other types of mold, all these aflatoxins, all this yeast, all of the worms, all of the parasites, basically. I mean, parasites are harmful organisms. They're just any type of bug that lives off of a host mechanism that causes damage to that host mechanism. And when you're overrun with all these harmful organisms, they actually take your nutrients, which you talked about earlier, nutrient deficiency, and they steal all that from you, and then they go to process it and go to the bathroom in your system. So you can imagine cancer patients, especially talking to these doctors back then, and even going back and looking at the research from the 1920s, they have trillions among trillions of these harmful organisms in their body. And when these organisms go to the bathroom, they secrete isopropyl alcohol, formalin, formaldehyde, like things that really cause you even more damage and produce more chemicals and toxins inside your system. So they knew that after the liver is cleansed, then you need to go into a harmful organism cleanse, and you need to cleanse out all of these harmful organisms within your system. And then after the harmful organism cleanse, the last stage would be a chemical and toxic metal cleanse, because everywhere in the world right now, we're all exposed to toxic chemicals in the air, toxic chemicals in the water, toxic chemicals in the food, metals. Metals are everywhere, from cosmetics, aluminum deodorant, cookware, glasses frames, rings, any type of jewelry at all that's not completely solid silver or solid gold is going to contribute to metal toxicity.
Hold that thought. We got to come on a break. This is very good information. You basically laid out a four-step process. We'll talk about that, the products that you've developed with that, and we'll continue this discussion and other questions on the other side with the one and only Dr. Group. All this is available at the Power Mall, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get into that.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.